Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. My name is Ken Wiley. I'm here from 3 to 6. A lot of calls came in this week. I was just looking at my mail. Requests as I go through the alphabet. Still with the letter M, starting today with the Metronome All-Stars. Metronome was a music publication, and in the late 40s and early 50s was primarily dealing with jazz music. And they asked their readers to vote on the all-star group, and then they made records of them. Here is the Metronome All-Stars 1950 as issued by Columbia. The winners, Dizzy Gillespie, trumpet, Kai Winding, trombone, Buddy DeFranco, clarinet, Lee Konitz, alto, Stan Getz, tenor saxophone, Serge Shalov, baritone saxophone, Lenny Tristano, piano, Billy Bauer, guitar, Eddie Safransky, bass, Max Roach on drums. So, an interesting group. We'll hear two, No Figs, written by Lenny Tristano, and I think, if I remember listening to it carefully last night, based on Indiana. And Double Date by Pete Rugolo, based on, I think, Fine and Dandy. Thank you. Metronome All-Stars of 1949-50, that recording made in January 50 for Columbia, the winners of Reader's Poll for Metronome magazine. No Figs, written by the pianist there, Lenny Tristano, based on Indiana, 1917 composition by James Hanley. Double Date by Pete Rugolo, based on Fine and Dandy, a 1930 composition by Kay Swift. And the artists again, Dizzy Gillespie, Guy Winding, Buddy DeFranco, Lee Conan, Stan Getz, Serge Shaloff, Lenny Tristano, Billy Bauer, Eddie Safransky, and Max Roach. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and Vito Musso now, tenor saxophonist. By the way, second half of the alphabet, if you didn't hear me mention it before, instead of going strictly in the M's, what I'm doing is moving around the M's. Vito Musso, tenor saxophone, playing with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Los Angeles, 1938. Vito Musso playing his tenor saxophone in Teddy Wilson's orchestra, 1938, recorded by Brunswick Records, Los Angeles. And two, by Ralph Ranger and lyricist Leo Robin, You Came to My Rescue, and Here's Love in Your Eyes, both sung by Helen Ward. Gordon Chris Griffin playing trumpet, Benny Goodman clarinet, Musso tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, Alan Roos guitar, by the way, getting an introduction on his guitar on Here's Love in Your Eyes, very unusual. Harry Goodman, Benny's brother, playing the bass, Gene Krupa drums, Lionel Hampton vibes, and as I said, Helen Ward singing. Now, composer Jimmy McHugh, I've used him several times because he and his lyricist Dorothy Fields produced so many great pieces that have been used in this art and is part of the art. Benny Goodman Quartet, Hollywood, 1936, for Victor, Exactly Like You, written by McHugh. Lyric by Fields, Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and vocal.
Someone exactly like you. Now why should we spend money on a show of two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. To understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She made me for someone, oh, that's like you. Yeah. Swing it, Teddy, swing it, yeah.
Benny Goodman Quartet, 1936 in Hollywood. I was trying to think whether it was or not. I think it was. Hollywood, Victor recording. Exactly Like You, Jimmy McHugh, and Dorothy Fields put that together. Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa brushing beautifully on the drums, Lionel Hampton vibes and singing, Dorothy Fields lyric. Jimmy McHugh, he contributed so much, and I'm not going to do him the justice he deserves, but I'll do as much as I can. Now, on the job means not in the recording studio, something, you know, different. And it's usually been something that's a broadcast. In other words, in the old radio days, they used to have a wire going into the place and a broadcast from that. And we've had a lot of those. Plus, some people that, like Jerry Newman way back in the 40s and before, who had some primitive way of making discs, records, and would lug the heavy machinery necessary to go in these places and make recordings. This, however, was a little bit later, 1956, I think, at Minton's, a famous place in New York City. If I remember, it sat on the 200 block and 118th Street, West 118th Street in New York. And Junior Mance is the M person here, playing the piano. The leaders are two wonderful tenor saxophonists, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin. And I can't explain who goes first. I think Davis does on the solos. Larry Gales playing bass and Ben Riley on drums. Junior Mance with the Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Johnny Griffin quintet at Minton's.
Thank you.
Place in New York City, and Junior Manns playing the piano in the Eddie Lockjaw Davis Johnny Griffin Quintet. Those two guys playing tenor, and I listened afresh to the players, and Davis was the first soloist each time. Manns on piano, Larry Gales bass, and Ben Riley playing the drums. Two of them, two blues for all you blues fans out there. First one by Eddie Davis, Light and Lovely. Second by Thelonious Monk, Straight, No Chaser. Prestige Records put that out for you. Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Johnny Griffin Quintet with Junior Manns at the piano. I'm going to do Junior Manns Trio in just a moment. But first, I'm going to stay with Junior Mans, this time his trio of 1960 with Ben Tucker, string bass, Bobby Thomas on the drums, and we're going to chase a composition. That means hear different people play it. The composition was written by Kansas City pianist and composer Jay McShann and William J. Scott. It's called Swingmatism. The Junior Mans Trio of 1960 will play it for you. Then I'll come in and go back to the beginning with the Decca recording, and then a tape I have of a broadcast from the Savoy Ballroom in New York City of McShann's orchestra with Charlie Parker on alto saxophone. First, Junior Mans Trio, 1960, and Swingmatism. Junior Man's Trio and Jay McShann's Swingmatism. Done 1960, recorded by Jazzland Records, with Ben Tucker playing bass, Bobby Thomas on the drums. The composition was first heard after it was recorded by Decca in Dallas, Texas, in April of 1941. Jay McShann's orchestra was touring, and Decca decided to record them in Dallas. Swingmatism features McShann on piano and Charlie Parker on alto saxophone. Coming out of Kansas City, of course, he ran into McShann and got the job. And some wonderful drumming by Gus Johnson. Here is Swingmatism, Dallas, Texas, April 1941. McShann at the piano, his band, in Dallas, Texas, April 1941 for Decca Records, in Swingmatism, and bringing Charlie Parker to everybody's ear. And next is the band left Dallas and continued to tour and ended up in New York City in February 1942 to be broadcast on NBC at the Savoy Ballroom. Swingmatism again. This time Parker's solo is twice as long.
Jay McShann at the piano, assisted by all the boys, and this one is a little musical hypnotism, rhythmically so, called Swingmatism. Thank you.
broadcast, NBC broadcast, from the Savoy Ballroom in 1942 of J. McShann's orchestra with Charlie Parker, soloing on swingmatism. Carmen McRae now. Let me poke some button there. Okay. Carmen McRae in London, 1977, backed by the Kenny Clarke Francie Boland Band, probably one of the greatest jazz ensembles of a long time in Europe. And the arrangement for Ms. McRae is by Francie Boland, who plays the piano, and of course Kenny Clarke the drums. And a beautiful composition by Henry Nemo, written in 1941, "Tis Autumn."
His hand so proudly to shout, la di da di da di dum, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit, charmed all the wayside. Shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La di da di da di da di da, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to talk about the weather. La da di 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 da di da da. After making that decision, inverted like precision, turned about and made a beeline for the south. It's just to make the mercury climb. Tis autumn. Tears!
Carmen McRae and Tis Autumn, backed by the Kenny Clarke Francie Boland Band, with Francie Boland's arrangement for her. Jazzman Records, done in London, November 1970. Moving along now in the letter M, Art Mardigan, M-A-R-D-I-G-A-N, plays the drums, and here in the Stan Getz Quintet of November 1954. This is in the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, recorded by Norman Granz, thanks to him, one of his labels, Norgran, of course, for his name. But he was wonderful about letting the art be what it is rather than trying to fashion it into something. So you will hear the piano player, Johnny Williams, noodling around on the piano, working out something. And then it goes into a different kind of sound, and the engineers are still recording, and Duke Ellington comes on stage and announces the band.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been kidding around long enough. Now we'll play something that we have music to. What? Okay, Dad. It's so quiet up here, you can feel your heartbeat. Believe me. This one is written by Johnny Mandel, and it's called Perno, not Sterno.
Stan Getz at the Shrine in Los Angeles, California, November 1954, with Art Mardigan playing the drums, Bill Anthony string bass, Johnny Williams at the piano, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, and of course, Stan Getz on tenor for Norgrand, Norman Grand's label. Two of them, Lover Man by Roger Ram Ramirez and Père Noe by Johnny Mandel, and we're going to get to some of Johnny Mandel's material. Well, all right, Johnny Mandel, contributing a little bit of trumpet playing along his career, but mostly writing material and arranging, composing, doing the music for movies, primarily, little bits and pieces here. I brought just one part of one of my favorite movies by director Robert Wise called I Want to Live. It was done in 1958, starring Susan Hayward, and the character's name is Barbara Graham, and it deals with capital punishment and all of that. And this particular section from the original sound track orchestra is one called Barbara Surrenders. Johnny Mandel wrote it. The alto saxophone you hear will be Joe Maney.
Thank you.
Barbara Surrenders by Johnny Mandel from the movie I Want to Live, 1958 film directed by Robert Wise. And the alto saxophonist there was Joe Maney. United Artists put out the original soundtrack of that, and it may be available to you. Robert Wise is one of my favorite directors, and that's my favorite of his films. There are many. Let me see if I can remember. The Day the Earth Stood Still. A great boxing film called Somebody Up There Likes Me. Run Silent, Run Deep. Probably the most famous, The Sound of Music. And the latest one that I knew about was Star Trek, the motion picture. I think it came out about 1979, 1980, something like that. Johnny Mandel also wrote for the Chet Baker Sextet. He wrote one called Tomahawk, recorded by Pacific Jazz Records in 1954. Baker trumpet and Brookmeyer here again playing the bow trombone. Bud Shank on baritone saxophone. Russ Freeman, piano. Carson Smith, bass. Shelley Mann, drums.
Thank you.
a composition called Tomahawk, written by Johnny Mandel for Chet Baker Sextet, 1954, Pacific Jazz Records. Baker on trumpet, Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Bud Shank, baritone saxophone, Russ Freeman, piano, Carson Smith, bass, Shelly Mann playing the drums at his own place. And Shelly Manhole down in L.A. Long time. What do we have now? All right. We have Hugh Martin, who teamed with Ralph Blaine to do a lot of wonderful music. Here's Ann Richards, 1959, to do one they wrote for a musical comedy in 1941 called Best Foot Forward. This is called Every Time.
Every time my heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose. And every time I fly my little kite, it catches in tree. Every time I throw my anchor out, it pulls me in the sea. Every time I feel a little warm, a little cold. Every time I feel a little young, I find I've grown a little old. And when I build my castles in the sky,
singing for you, Every Time, written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, recorded in 1959 by Capitol Records. Same time she did Beauty by Jerome Arras and John Latouche, another great team, also recorded by Capitol. This is called Lazy Afternoon. It comes from 1954 in a musical then called The Golden Apple.
Thank you. tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view. Stop leaping upstream as we dream. A fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon with me. Passing by it to see.
Richard singing Lazy Afternoon, a composition by Jerome Ress and John Latouche, recorded in 1959 by Capitol Records. All right, let me turn the page in my notebook here. Something for the season for you, and if there are children about, gather them around the radio, if you will, and if you would like, bring out the child in you. Jingle Bells, written in 1857 by J.S. Pierpont. That's right. I didn't know that either, but a long time ago. Jingle Bells. Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1936 for Victor. First rendition will be a vocal. Second rendition, no vocal, just the instrumental. Herman Autry playing the trumpet. Gene Sedgwick, clarinet and tenor saxophone. Fats at the piano, Al Casey guitar, Charlie Turner on string bass, and Slick Jones playing the drums.
Don't you swing them jingle bells? What's the matter with him? The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Fats Waller, two versions of Jingle Bells. 1936 for Victor. I think Victor probably thought, and maybe Waller, do one where he gets to sing. And one where they just, the instruments just play. Both of them great. I have to share this. I just had a call from a lady who said that her grandson was listening and turned to her and said, "What happened to Jingle Bells?" Oh, my goodness. Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1936 for Victor. That is so funny. Red Mitchell now, Hollywood, bass player, 1955 for Bethlehem. With him, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Joe Maney, alto and tenor. Hampton Hawes at the piano. Chuck Thompson on drums. This is one that Mitchell wrote called East Coast Outpost.
Thank you.
bassist Red Mitchell for Bethlehem Records early on in his career. Hollywood, 1955, Mitchell's composition, East Coast Outpost. Connie Cantoli, trumpet, Joe Maney, alto and tenor, Hampton Hawes, piano, Chuck Thompson on drums. Mitchell went on to have a recording in 1957, which I think is absolutely wonderful, and it's on Contemporary, Los Angeles, 1957. We'll hear two, Scrapple from the Apple. This is a Charlie Parker composition. Charlie Parker borrowed from Fats Waller part of its Honeysuckle Rose by Waller and part of its I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. And then an original by Mitchell called Rainy Night. James Clay plays flute and tenor. Lorraine Geller plays piano, Mitchell bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. Thank you. Fred Mitchell Quartet for Contemporary Records in Los Angeles, 1957. James Clay, flute and tenor, Lorraine Geller on piano, Mitchell bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. Scrapple from the Apple by Charlie Parker, and Mitchell's own composition, Rainy Night, Red Mitchell. Memphis Minnie now, Chicago 1946, her singing, her guitar, her husband Joe Lawler playing second guitar. We'll hear two of them, both written by him. Fishman Blues and Lean Meat Won't Fry.
Passing by. I'm understand. You must have stuff you call money. You must have down in your pocket. You must have stuff you call money. Don't you came right on down. See the girl going down the street. She looks so nice and neat. I looked around at my buddy. He said, you know, that can't be beat. But you must have stuff you call money. You must have down in your pocket. You must have stuff you call money. Don't you can't buy it in jail.
And you must have.
Some fun. This is what she said. If you ain't got no money, can't get in my bed. Cause you must have
stuff you call money.
You must have
down in your pocket.
You must have stuff you call money. Don't you can't buy it in here. I went in a place last night. A man pulled up a gun. This is why everybody, don't nobody run. Cause you must have
stuff you call money.
Must have
down in your pocket.
Must have
stuff you call money. Don't you can't steal it now.
Must have that money.
Last night, I went there with my friend. This is what the people said. Don't never come back again. Cause you must have
stuff you call money.
Must have
gone in your pocket.
You must have
stuff you call money. Don't you can't see it, yeah.
Find a sweet woman. Give me what I need. Live down the alley, rent you built for speed. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me. Don't want no liquor, 30 cents a shot. That stuff down the alley really hits the spot. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me.
Take me down in the alley, boy. If you wanna satisfy me.
If you want something, smell like fish. Down in the alley, you can find that dish. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. Just take me down in the alley. If you want to satisfy me. I'm a tough man, I don't want nothing nice. I'm going down the alley while the women shooting dice. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me.
Take me down in the alley, boy. By the women shooting dice. Then you'll satisfy me.
Don't give me no woman from uptown. The women down the alley really break them down. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley.
four for you. Four of them. Memphis Minnie did too. Chicago 1946, her guitar and her voice for Columbia Records. Fishman Blues and Lean Meat Won't Fry. Then the Midnight Ramblers, Chicago 1937 for Vocalion Records. Featuring on guitar and vocal Bill Brunzi with Black Bob on piano. Stuff They Call Money and Down in the Alley.
Thank you.
one of those Gene Norman Presents, and requests have come in for that. Well, not specifically that, but many of you have asked for early Earl Garner, and then one lady, long-time listener, said, oh, you went by the G's already. I said, yeah, I did. But that has Jackie Mills playing the drums, so we were able to do that. Earl Garner Quartet, Modern Records Concert, 1949, of Richard Rodgers' Lover, Part 1, Part 2. I had to flip the record over. Garner Piano, Irving Ashby playing guitar, Red Calendar Bass, and Jackie Mills on the drums. Now to New Orleans and some pure New Orleans jazz ensemble work. 1943, it was issued on Climax Records, which was produced by and distributed by Blue Note. Blue Note Records was purchasing some material, and Bill Russell, who was the head of the jazz archives at Tulane University in New Orleans, sold this material to Blue Note Records, and it came out in 12-inch 78 records on the Climax label. This is George Lewis, his clarinet, and his New Orleans Stompers, and the people with the last name beginning with M, Lawrence Marrero playing the banjo, and Edgar Mosley playing the drums. George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers, 1943 in New Orleans, and one they called Don't Go Away Nobody, Climax Records. Kid Howard playing the trumpet, Jim Robinson trombone, Lewis clarinet, Lawrence Marrero banjo, Chester Zardes on bass, and Edgar Mosley playing drums. Hank Mobley now, and Lee Morgan Quintet, 1958. Mobley on tenor, Morgan on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. Lee Morgan and Hank Mobley Quintet, 1958 for Blue Note Records, Stretching Out, written by Mobley. Lee Morgan trumpet and Hank Mobley tenor, and Wynton Kelly playing the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. Hank Mobley, Lee Morgan Quintet, Blue Note. Now I'd like to go back to 1929 Chicago for Brunswick Records and a recording of Ray Miller and his orchestra. Miller pretty much stood in front of the band with the baton in his hand, but he hired a lot of great musicians, and the vocalist you will hear on these two is Dusty Rhodes.
Go down where I know it's hot and low down, to Lenox Avenue, where I got that Harlem madness, where they sing the weary blues off, shake that thing and dance their shoes off. That's what I crave to do when I get that Harlem madness. Moan, your saxophone, you've got me wild and howl. See the browns in clinging gowns, come and get me, Satan, you've got me now. Harlem town, I'm coming to you, pleasure bound for hallelujah. I lay the blame on you, cause I got that Harlem madness. sweetie, ain't you, baby? Sure, indeedy, ain't you, baby? If you crave me, come and show it. Don't be bashful, make me know it. Like my kissing, don't you, baby? Oh, now listen, won't you, baby? Speak your mind without restraint. Is you is or is you ain't? Positively and no maybe, baby, ain't you mine?
Chicago, 1929, Ray Miller and his orchestra, Chicago Madness, Harlem Madness and Ain't You Baby, both sung by Dusty Rhodes, the vocalist of the orchestra, for Brunswick Records, December 1929. How many of you have watched Law & Order on television? I liked it for a long time. I don't know if I've watched it too much lately, but I did for a while. And in the earlier part of the program, Michael Moriarty was the star. He was one of the attorneys. He was also, is also, a very fine pianist and vocalist. He asked Jimmy Rolls if he could write a lyric to Rolls' wonderful composition, The Peacocks, and Jimmy said, of course. And so Michael Moriarty did that, and in 1990, he made a CD and recorded The Peacocks with his lyric of Jimmy's composition on string bass, Jay Leinhart, and on drums, Terry Clark, and on piano and singing, Michael Moriarty.
That I'm a pure and sweetly scented peacock. I'm scheming that you could love a sweet, demented peacock. Please just watch my feathers blow. Please just watch this lover groan with sighs that make these lovers know their wings are fire. I'm willing to please another very dreamy peacock. It's thrilling to think how many feathers in a peacock. Let me quiver in the light, make you shiver at the sight of rainbows dancing in our brightly shining tails. Close your eyes and see the universe descending in your mind. You'll hear cries that make you think that bliss is always yours to find. Then a smile originating from the center of the earth will begin to arise with a safety surprise to your ego, teaching it to depend on the exquisite end of surrendering to a peacock. He's every bit as perfect as an angel, this peacock will make you think your own desire's not strange. You'll turn your circles on a dime, feel you're running out of time. When the sweet peacock starts to climb his way to home, yourself in flight among the stars. You will hear a melody that holy madmen know is ours. Do not fear, there isn't anything you haven't prayed to see, except glimpses of heat in the darkening treat of a daydream, ending all our evasions with all those persuasions that glitter and gleam. A peacock, he struts as if he thinks himself a god. That peacock has made a virtue out of being odd. Don't you feel we're much the same? Don't you feel the peacock's game is leading us away from shame and onto rules that make the gorgeous peacock's fame the perfect reason for its name? Don't you think we're much the same? We peacocks.
Michael Moriarty, his trio, his piano playing, and his voice, and his composition of a lyric for The Peacocks by Jimmy Rolls, all that done in 1990. I'd like to go out with something I already played because of the spirit. Thank you.
The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Mrs. Waller's son Thomas and Jingle Bells. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.